it's time now for How You Built That. And today, we're updating a story we ran about a year ago.
My name is Dustin Hoggard. We live here in Seabrook, Texas. It's southeast Houston, Texas.
Dustin grew up on a ranch, and so he spent a lot of time outdoors. And around the age of 10 or 11, his parents started to let him hike in the woods by himself.
And since I was a little kid, I was obsessed with survival kits. When I would go to any store anywhere, I would always go immediately to the survival kit section.
And as he got older, he started to design some of his own survival gear. And eventually, he got a job with the Texas State Guard.
And the story that you hear all the time when you do these case studies of people who are in survival or emergency accidents is that they were never expecting to get into it. So you need some tools on you just in case something happens, whether it be a natural disaster or an emergency that happens while you're out doing an outdoor activity. You need to have those things on you at all times.
But most people just don't have those things on them at all times. I mean, most people do not want to carry a bulky survival kit around on a daily basis.
They don't, in the morning, go, when they're going to work, put on their survival kit. It's awkward, it's weird, and people don't like to think about that.
So Dustin started to design a survival belt that you could wear every day, whether you were heading into the woods or, you know, just going out to walk the dog.
So when you think about a belt, you think it has to be comfortable and it has to still be fashionably appealing. So the number one goal is to make sure that everything fits comfortably and does not weigh too much or doesn't look weird.
So as Dustin started to research how to make this belt, he found out that someone else was working on virtually the same thing, and that person lived about 15 minutes away. So Dustin contacted him, and he said, hey, you know, let's work together. And it turns out that other guy was a former engineer at NASA. So they decided to partner up. They called a bunch of mills. They found a military-grade webbing for the belt. And then they had to figure out how to make survival tools small enough to fit into it.
We had to invent every single small part almost. So the foil is a custom foil. The duct tape is a custom duct tape. The water container is a custom water container. All of the parts and pieces required us to go out and test the heck out of it.
Dustin and his partner worked with almost 30 manufacturers to custom design every miniature gadget that goes into the belt.
We also have a ceramic knife, a high quality button compass, purification tablets.
And even with all of this gear on the belt, it doesn't weigh a ton.
It's really hard to believe, but if you put it on, you wouldn't know you're wearing a bunch of survival stuff.
When we last heard from Dustin, he and his partner were trying to fulfill orders from a Kickstarter campaign that had raised over $250,000. And that turned out to be kind of a nightmare. They hit one problem after another in the manufacturing process and had to answer to thousands of angry customers who thought they were getting scammed. But finally, this past May, they managed to get all the pre-orders filled. And Dustin says he feels relieved when people who had to wait 17 months for a survival belt leave a review that says, worth the wait. If you want to learn more about Dustin and his company Wazoo Survival Gear or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.